The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
National unrest, pandemic, just insanity last year and this year. In the midst of all this, our fear, our anger, all those things, how do you ever find gratitude in your life? Well, Gavin Ortlund is with us. Gavin is a regular guest on our show, senior pastor of First Baptist Church at Ojai, California, the author of Anselm's Pursuit of Joy and Retrieving Augustine's Doctrine of Creation, here today to talk to us specifically about gratitude. Gavin, good to see you, friend.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
Well, Gavin, right, how do you find this? I mean, I guess that's the question, right? None of us are immune from what's happening worldwide. It's hard to be grateful because more often than not, we're just in turmoil.
Yeah. Well, I started practicing intentional gratitude during a difficult season of life, just precisely for this reason, that I'd heard that this can have a huge impact when you're struggling with depression or when you're stressed or something like that. So in my car, and then when I'm at the gym swimming or working out, I would just start to think of things that I have to be grateful for. And one of the things I've discovered is that even little things, because sometimes you don't feel like you've got a lot to be grateful for, but then you start to think about it and you realize, I actually have a lot that I can be grateful for when you actually think about it. And even in those difficult times, there's usually something we can think of or several things we can think of. And that really does make a difference for cultivating joy each day, to be able to think of things and say, wow, I am really blessed in this way, or I'm really blessed in that way.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So you're saying basically the gratitude doesn't come naturally.
Yeah. Well, for me,
that's the experience.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's probably true for many of us, where you think of the old saying about the glass half empty and half full. And it's so instinctive for many of us to look at the half empty and just to think, oh, I wish this was different, or I wish that was different. And I find I have to be intentional to say, well, look at all the blessings I have. Yeah. And I start with simple things like food. You know, each meal that I have, why do I assume that I should have that? The health of my children or other blessings, you know, we shouldn't just assume that those things. And it's wonderful to just say, how blessed am I?
Yeah, you got that right. I mean, years ago, this is when I first started to think about gratitude. We had a neighbor, my grandmother had a next door neighbor, and the poor old woman, she had emphysema. And so I would do some chores for her from time to time. And I remember, you know, she would be hooked up to a little oxygen tube, Gavin. And one day she said to me, John, you should be grateful just that you can breathe well. And it really struck me because I thought, I never thought about breathing. I mean, breathing is just like, you know, in some ways, like the beating of your heart. It's such an involuntary response. But after that, I did start to think about breath. And again, like you're saying, it's a really basic, simple thing, but it's also everything. Because, of course, if that foundation goes away from your life, then everything shifts. And, of course, that's chaos.
Yes. I mean, breathing is actually a basic one that, if it might sound strange, but I do that. I say, thank you, Lord, for each breath. Thank you for each heartbeat. They're all actually a gift. Another basic one for me is just the weather and outside nature. Go on a 10-minute walk and just say thank you that I get to enjoy this. Now, today here in Ojai, it's 88 degrees. Not to rub that into the folks in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's rubbing it in. Just mentioning it's rubbing it in.
But even on difficult days, you can still enjoy and absorb and think, wow, what a beautiful world. I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so gratitude is something that is mandated. God tells us to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. But it also does something to us. Multiple times in my life, similar to you, when things have been hard, I've actually taken pen to paper to write down things I was grateful for because circumstances seemed so overwhelming, so overpowering that I felt like that was my only defense. And it was so remarkable to me, the effect it had on me, that years later, I still remember where I was sitting when I was doing that last exercise.
Amazing. Yeah, this would be a great encouragement for people listening to this who want to think, you know, where could I begin? A gratitude journal is a great idea. Write down at the end of each day three things that you're grateful for or five things that you're grateful for. And just do that each day. And it takes you, I don't know, a couple of minutes. But there have been studies about the impact that that has. And then if people really want to heighten that, then pick up the phone and call someone that you're grateful for. Communicate that to them. Mm. Let them know how grateful you are for them. And it's amazing. These studies have shown the feedback you get from that emotionally, psychologically is absolutely amazing. So I think this is something we're called to do, but it's also something that's really healthy for us in some
way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's interesting. You know, it's kind of countercultural, right? So much so that when, you know, the culture calls out gratitude, everyone kind of stops and goes, what? What are you talking about? I was talking to Kath about this. I've been watching the Apple TV show Ted Lasso. Mm-hmm. And it's a very good show. But really at its core, it's a guy who's pretty grateful for who he is and where he is in his life. But, you know, it means something because we don't tend to see gratitude in action. It's something that's not really that doesn't take root in our own hearts. And so we don't do it ourselves as a natural exercise and then see it in others. So when popular culture calls it out, it becomes a thing.
Yes. It does seem like it's very rare in our culture. It seems like we've got a lot of cynicism instead of gratitude and other things that tend to be the right focus. And so I do think to some extent it could be countercultural. But the people that I've known who really are grateful people are often so joyful. So mm-hmm. I think that when you see it in action, it is also attractive. You think, wow, I want to be like that. You know, for me, my grandfather is one of my personal heroes. He was such a wonderfully joyful, loving man. And he was grateful like this. He just, you know, he could enjoy life so easily. A simplest joke would set him laughing. And the simplest food he'd be great. He was just, and I think gratitude does that. It helps us to really fully enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Gavin Ortlund with us. He serves as senior pastor of First Baptist Church of Ojai in Ojai, California, where it's 88 degrees, he tells us. He's the author of Anselm's Pursuit of Joy and Retrieving Augustine's Doctrine of Creation. Gavin, you brought up cynicism, which I think is just one of the enemies of our age. And I often wonder where it comes from. I was thinking about this last night when I was on Twitter, is that I think that social media encourages cynicism because it, you know, rewards the cynical, snarky take on things often. Mm-hmm. And that can, of course, so easily slide into just outright, you know, nasty language and, you know, horrible responses to things. But I think it does start with maybe the snark and then the cynicism takes over. What do you think?
That sounds right. And also outrage. Social media tends to reward outrage and indignation, and something that will trigger a strong emotional response tends to get more retweets or likes or shares or something like that. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes when I'm wrestling with this, I wonder, gosh, when should I stop using social media, or when do I just use it differently?
Right.
But one opportunity we could have is just not to necessarily use social media less, but just try to change that culture as much as we can. And use social media as a chance to express gratitude, yeah. You know, and put out a tweet that says, hey, I'm so thankful for so-and-so, here's why. And maybe that isn't as likely to go viral, but who cares? Right. It's wonderful to be able to do that. And hopefully we can try to push against some of those unhealthy tendencies, because right. Social media is one big area for this, I think.
Kevin, you know, more than anything, I would love to have a pure heart. That, you know, in that purity, there is simplicity. But of course, that pure heart doesn't come easy. And so, you know, when I hear you talk about your grandfather, or, you know, the basic tenets, the roots of gratitude, it really is buried within the purity of a heart, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think so. And another example that I think of is George Bailey at the end of the movie, It's a Wonderful Life. He's seen what it's like to not exist. Sorry for the spoiler alert for those who haven't. Hopefully most of us are familiar with the story. But he's truly grateful for his life. I love the scenes. He's running through the town, just, you know, God bless you, this thing, God bless you, this thing. He's in his house and he's kissing the banister off the stairs,
the little ball.
Yeah. He's overflowing with gratitude. And it's like, why? There's no reason we can't feel that way. Mm-hmm. Our lives are a total gift. Sure. We have nothing to assume. Why should we not feel that way? What a blessing it is to exist and to live and to get to live in relationship with God, our creator, to get to know the other people we know, to have the life we have. It is such a gift. And I think it's just wonderful to come back to that and say, well, why not be that grateful? Well, how much joy could that lead to?
That's really good.
Gavin, talk about how things are virus-wise, where you are. I know California has been hard hit. What's your day-to-day life been like?
Yeah, thanks for asking for that. We're still seeing a very high number of cases right now. Our church is currently meeting outside with masks and distancing and all of that. And it's been a challenging season. It's been wearying. Just this morning, one of my dear friends let me know that his grandmother passed away today from COVID. So, you know, you hear those reports kind of regularly. So, sure. I think I haven't kind of followed the play-by-play in every place, but my feeling is things are a little more intense where we are right now. So we're just trying to take precautions, take care of everybody, and still do everything we can amidst the current restrictions to gather and to encourage people who are lonely or isolated. And this is a difficult season that we're all walking through. I think we all turned the corner into 2021 saying, oh, great, it's a new year. And yet we're still in a lot of the same dynamics. Right. And
some of them have gotten worse. So how about that?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So.
Well, Gavin, always grateful for your presence here, for your steadiness, for the wisdom that you present, and pray for you and for your community that's in Ojai today, that peace and health will just be the part of the vital act of 2021.
Wonderful. Thanks for praying for that, and wonderful to be with you guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Gavin Ortlund from Ojai, California. Latest book, Retrieving Augustine's Doctrine of Creation.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.